Iran has been saying all along that the anti-government demonstrations in the last few years were organized by foreign countries, particularly the United States. Tehran had also accused Iranian non-governmental organizations of organizing these demonstrations with financial help and training from the United States. As you know, those demonstrations were made possible by the use of modern media technology and tools such as the internet, Facebook, Twitter, and even the cell phone. And a number of those arrested during the demonstrations were indeed members of the Iranian NGOs. And President Obama's latest speech has indeed proven that what Iran has been saying was true, because President Obama said in his latest speech this week that the United States will continue to provide training and new media tools to help Iranian citizens and civil society make their voices heard in calling for greater freedoms and transparency and the rule of law from their government. This, as a matter of fact, as far as Iran is concerned, is proof of direct U.S. involvement in anti-government demonstrations.
Now, Shirzan, I'm going to interrupt you. You've just made a link that we have to be very careful about. The president did indeed say the things that you are attributing to him, and the United States has, in fact, been funding civil society groups in Iran. That much is beyond any contesting. But the U.S. has not commented on these specific arrests. We've had no word from Washington about whether anybody really is trying to spy in Iran. Do we know that these people were, in fact, arrested for the programs that the U.S. has publicly identified contributing to?
No, we don't. But I'm just pointing out that Iran has been crying out that the United States is interfering in its internal affairs by training and supplying financial funds to non-government organizations to demonstrate against the Iranian government. And that seems to have been proven true. So we should give some credibility to what Iranians are saying now regarding the news spy arrest.